Hello?
Hi, yes, hello, this is Diana.
Yes, hi, is this Steve?
Yep, this is Steve. How are you doing, Diana?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you for asking. Please tell me, how can I help you?
Overall, looking at the manuscript, the hard work is definitely over. I see that all the corrections have been made. Formatting wise with the bibliography and the only thing that's really glaring, and I sent you an email on it, but it's impacting the bad scientists' names with these hyphens. This font that you guys are using for the chapter heads, it's no good. It's too fancy. No one would read this. I can't read some of these chapters. I can't read them. It doesn't make sense to me. The S's look like F's, like Frank's. So you got to change universally the headings.
Diana,
Okay? They have to be changed. Huh?
but the font style is this the one that you want us to do?
I know, but it's not working out, sir. So you go real simple then, like I suggested, Rockwell. Real simple, even Times Union. I don't care, but this is not working. The names are you're having issues with the hyphens, and I can't have the names spelled incorrectly, otherwise I look like an idiot. You're having formatting issues. I can go over with you if you have the manuscript in front of you. I can point blank show you exactly. Chapter 29 has not been corrected. Andrea's first name, the first letter is lowercase. The name is lowercase. That in itself is just like, are you kidding me? I mean, this is academic people. These are total professionals. I can't have this. So you have to change the font
Give me one
to
second.
make it so that otherwise I'll change the name, I'll change the chapters so that they don't include these people. I can't have the typeface being this way, okay? You got to change it to something simple, something universal. Did you get the email? Do you have the email in front of you, sir?
I got the email.
So do you have that kind of typeface? I pulled it up out of Word. They're kind of like universal. Are you able to do a universal clean swipe? You know,
All right. Can you please
this
tell me about what about
typeface is
chapter?
no good.
What about chapter 29?
I'm sorry. Do you not understand what I'm saying? Because I've talked to you about this a bunch of times. His name has a hyphen. There are like three bad scientists that have hyphens in their names. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep, I can see the chapter 9 over here.
29.
On chapter 29. Yesterday when we had a call, you told me that Adria Lopez and Bosel, you want them to be lowercase. I did myself lowercase.
No,
They were
I'm
Indian.
sorry. No, sir. No, of course not. Okay, I'm sorry for the mistake. It's my mistake then. Of course not. This is a scholar. His name is uppercase. Come on now. It's the font, okay? It's not readable. If I can't read it, nobody's going to read it. So you can blame me for the typeface because it's too fancy. I can't read it. So just use, whatever font you're using for the text. I don't care, but this is not readable, sir.
All right, Dana, I got your point. The text for the
All right.
alphabet is going to be changed. Beside this, anything else?
Yeah, I'm chapter 53. Take a look at chapter 53. You get into these funky situations, the word in between Greek and S-Y-N, syntropy. Do you see what happens to the font? Small and large font mixed here? Okay. So if you universally change this to something, whatever, I don't, like the suggestions I made, I'm happy with it, okay? you don't spend a whole lot of time with it, just so long. And if it turns out that these hyphens don't work, then I have to rewrite the names of the titles, the chapter heads, so that I'm not looking like an idiot because these hyphens aren't coming through on your end. You can't produce them. But if you change the font to something way more basic and universal, I don't think you'll have a big problem.
All right.
It's a formatting issue, okay? I'm sorry that the font is way too fancy, okay?
All right.
So I'll go over, you know, that's it. You know, everything else is fine. You know, it shouldn't take that long, really. It's a universal formatting change. So, all right. And if you're having issues, then I'm going to have to rewrite the names of these chapters to delete the names of these researchers because I can't have it. You know, if it could come out in the text, that's why I don't understand. The text is fine. You know, even in the bibliography, I see the hyphens are there. So whatever it takes. If you need to use Times Roman, go ahead, you know, really, to make everybody easy. I know this has been a lot of work. So whatever works, okay, to get these hyphens in there, I don't care at this point, okay? You know?
All right, Dan, I got your point. I will share this feedback with the writing editing team, and we'll get this done. We'll change the...
Yeah, I will follow this conversation up with all of the chapter heads, you know. So that's it. That's the big problem. It's the fonts, you know, for the chapter heads. But, okay, all right. And then they bleed into the next page. It's not just your... Each chapter has its own page. The next page has the same thing, you know, like page 122, 123, and it follows suit. So you have to replace it in two different places, right?
Just 1 minute. Let me open up page 122 and 123.
Yeah, as an example. So you have to change the fonts for chapters twice for your chapter heads. Your chapter heads are listed twice per chapter.
Yeah, yeah. Once is going to be like kind of a title, then at the top of
right.
The next page. Got your point.
Right. Got it. Okay. All right. So I'll speak with you at the beginning of next week then, okay?
Sure. So Dana
I'll send you an email. You know, I've already looked over all of the spreadsheets, and the spreadsheet looks fine. You know, you fixed the formatting and the bibliography. That's a lot of work, so I really appreciate it. This should not be such a big deal. It really shouldn't. I know. I know how difficult this stuff is. So, you know. All right.
Thank you for understanding the situation.
Okay.
So it's going to take at least 4 business days. So please expect the next drop by Wednesday or by Thursday, okay?
Of next week. And the spreadsheet should be done by then too, right?
Yeah, sure. It surely will.
Okay. Okay. And the ISBN. ISBN. And yeah. I'd like, I will request it in an email, if you can remember it. I need a PDF file of the front and the back separate, if that's okay. Once it's done.
The front and the back.
Okay. Separate from each other, so I can send it and use it to promote it. But I don't. If you can just make a PDF file of the front and a PDF file of the back. If you know what I mean, you know, separate, not together, like you're going to go print it, you know?
I got your point. So the thing is, now, as we do require the exact page number, the final manuscript to create the final files of the book cover, it's still pending. Once we are done with the manuscript, then I will ask the team to create the final files, and then I will share them with you.
Right. Okay. All right, sounds very good. Thank you very much, and have a good weekend. Thank you. All right,
bye. Bye-bye.